I was asked to share my perspective on our collective vision. It is my honor to offer you my ears, my eyes, my thoughts, my opinions, and my vision. I used probably 20 pieces of paper writing about how angry I used to be at the congregation I was raised in. But the fact is, I was raised in a religious community, and I'm not angry anymore. Although I drifted from its principles and beliefs, the connection to that community was important to my development as a child. At around the same time I was shredding the 20th angry draft, a good friend of mine made a big decision. After 7.5 years as the director of the White Wing School, Lori Conrad resigned and accepted a position at the UNH Child Care Center. The subject of Lori Conrad and what this church has meant to me are not mutually exclusive of one another. I visited this church 10 years ago, knowing that I wanted to have children someday. I was searching for a religious community that endorsed the values and principles that I believed in. I committed to this church 7.5 years ago when I met Lori Conrad. As the director of White Wing, Lori took my tiny little 3-year-old's hands. She knelt down and she looked him in the eyes. And I'm sure that she said something wonderful, but I just remember her eyes. She personally taught and professionally supervised her teaching staff in the concept of dignity and worth. Even if a 3-year-old has 2 mothers, or speaks another language, or walks to school because their family cannot afford a car. During her 7.5 year tenure, Lori used her mild-mannered, supportive, democratic style of supervision to lead over 20 staff and 20 board members. Her consistent message was that we must always firmly embrace the dignity and worth of every child that walks down those stairs and every parent that holds their hand. I think Lori and I share a common belief about children. No matter what it's like for them when they go home, no matter what challenges they will face, they each deserve to be loved. Even in the most traumatic circumstances, if a child has been unconditionally accepted, respected, and loved, they can flourish. Since 1998, over 900 children have looked into Lori's eyes. Each day they came down the stairs greeted by this kind and safe leader who knew their name. She knew their parents, and there was about 1,800 in all, and consistently, without hesitation, celebrated their dignity and worth. As I thought about thanking Lori, I kept coming back to the word diversity. To Webster, it means the condition of being different. I'm committed to this congregation because to Lori and to all of you, diversity means much more. I have come to understand that to you youths, diversity means the important, wonderful condition of being different, with a gentle, open mind to learning more. So you see, it's not that you speak my language or that you live in my neighborhood or you love like I love or even have the same color skin that's important to me. It's just that you showed up. And now that you showed up, it would be equally great if you came to coffee hour after the service. If you do go to coffee hour, it would be as equally great if you signed a petition or joined a committee or read a pamphlet about what's important to you. And if there's no petition to sign or committee representing your passion for your truth and your dignity, just raise your hand next Sunday. Someone like Chip McGee will hand you the microphone and you will be heard. So with the spirits of women like Florence Nightingale, Beatrix Potter, Louisa May Alcott, Susan B. Anthony, and our own Donna Perkheiser, Lori travels to Durham Monday through Friday nowadays. The children miss her, the staff misses her, and the board of directors misses her. And as a means of finishing up, I looked up the word future according to Webster, that which is to come. My little 3-year-old that I referred to earlier is now 7 and in the first grade. I have a 5-year-old who still attends White Wing, and is in the process of firming up his lifelong love of learning. That which is to come is found downstairs. Whether the RE program or the White Wing School, it is my perspective that we share a great responsibility. It is up to us to plant the seeds, nourish and care for the future of this congregation and this liberal religious community. Lori Conrad taught me a great lesson that I'd like to share with you. Before you speak, put yourself in their shoes for a moment and use eye contact. As children pass by, pay attention. If they're loud, they either need your help or they're happy. And if they're happy, smile. Please, Lori LaRue, Gary, can you come up? Lori Conrad.